I told you I was coming back. Product reviews, interviews, podcasts. And you know how we do it. We're always
unfiltered.
I got something to say. Welcome back, everybody. Now, this is going to be an episode where you're going to want to pay attention. I've just met this man a few minutes ago. We've talked a little bit, and I want more. We started talking. I actually had to say, stop. We're going to talk about this on the podcast. You hear about people that actually change people's lives, that they are an inspiration, but very rarely do you meet someone that genuinely wants to impact people's life, change their life for the better. And I'm so excited to have him on the podcast to talk about his life before, now, and where it's going. Let's welcome to the Unfiltered Podcast, JC. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited to start asking you some of these questions. And I mean, right off the bat, how much weight have you lost and how long did it take you?
So I've lost a total of 210 pounds and it took me 19 months to do it. And I've put on muscle. All that in 19 months. Yes.
That is huge. Like, it's just, you know, it's such a different parameter where, you know, these kind of weight loss things do happen. Like, people are dropping 40, 50, 60 pounds. And then, but they're not getting the attention that you would see when, let's say, a show person loses 10 pounds and then they're shredded, right? So people are like, oh my goodness. But if you look at the impact on the, you know, what their mentality is, I almost think, and you can agree or disagree, unbiased, that there needs to be a lot more talk about transformations and knowing that you can do it and you are able to become that motivation. And I think you guys need a lot more limelight along social media across all platforms.
I agree 100%. I mean, the whole idea, this whole transformation thing. How can I say this? I did a competition in a transformation division in the WBFF. And one of the reasons was because I wanted to prove to the world that I went from almost 450 pounds, not being able to tie my shoes, on the bed the whole time, in the sofa the whole time. I'd shower every other day. My wife would tie my shoes. I couldn't walk. I mean, I could tell you a million things because I've been through it all. And last month I got up on stage and I was super lean, ripped. I had a 4-pack. I didn't have a 6-pack because I had excess skin. But if not, I'd be completely shredded. And it took me 19 months, you know? And like, the point of it is, you know, I want people to know that no matter how messed up, no matter how obese you are, there's always a solution. Whether it's a trainer, whether it's weight loss surgery, whatever it is, there's always a solution. And you can't let obesity take over your life, because it got to a point where it was already taking over my mind and depressed. I wouldn't want to see people. I wouldn't want to see family. I wouldn't want to see friends. I'm a realtor. If I sell a house, I make thousands. I was embarrassed to see a client. So it's not like I didn't go to work today and I lost $100. I lost thousands. So for that, you know, for me to lose that kind of money because of my obesity, I knew that it was bad.
And that's, you know? And that's exactly it. Like, you know, there's a saying that you don't know a man till you walk a mile in his shoes. So I'm going to ask you, when you were at your heaviest, right before that point where you decided this is going to be that time, I make that change, what was life for you then? Walk us through that mile.
So my life was very, very boring. The only fun thing was eating. I'd wake up from the bed. I'd move to the sofa. I'd stay in the sofa all day. At that time, my son was a little baby. And I'd just carry him all day. I'd want to be with him all day. And from there, it was to the dining room table to eat, back to the sofa, to the dining room table to have lunch, back to the sofa. Same thing as dinner, and then go back to bed. If I felt that I had the energy, I'd take a shower that day. If I didn't, then I'd wait for the next day. I mean, I wasn't at the point where it's like, you know, these people that I could only shower once a week. No, worst case scenario, it was every other day, yep. You know, but it was just, I mean, unless you live it, you don't understand it, you know, just to bend over, man. It's horrible. Just to get off the bed, you had to like mentally start moving and physically moving like this to get that impulse to get off the bed. You know, that's all I did. That's all my life was. The only happy thing I had was my baby and food. And of course the family, but
yeah. You know, so I have a question that I've asked many times and I've been asked many, many times. So when you're hitting that, you know, that point where, like you're saying, you're basically, you know, the couch to the table and, you know, you're not very active, no, not very mobility. You have these, and I'm going to be honest, you have these insensitive assholes that are like, oh, why doesn't he just get up and do this? Well, why doesn't he just get up and do that? Like, what is, I know you've heard it too. So what's kind of your response to people saying, you know, it's just not that easy, but what's your response to that?
I mean, like my response went to like the people that are saying it or.
Yeah, the people that are saying it and kind of what's like, you know, what is, you know, what's going through your mind at the, you know, certain point? Is it like, hey, you know what? This is just what life is. I know there may be a little bit of depression or something with it, but you know, someone comes up to you and like, why didn't you just work out? Like, it's just, I mean, it's insensitive, but what would be an answer to?
I get it. So my answer would be, I would always say, I'm a nice guy, so I'm afraid to say something mean back. So I'm just like, look, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. It just happened, you know, little by little. And it's the truth, you know, little by little, it's just, you keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, you're getting big, but you still keep on eating. And then you don't want to, because you're so deep in that hole, man, that to get out of that hole, it's like, you just give up. You know what I mean? You just give up. Like, think about it. To get up from just something as simple as getting up from the bed, can you imagine how hard it was to get on a treadmill, to sit on a bike? I mean, think about it from that point of view. Like, one of my first ever videos that I put on YouTube was a video of me being happy because I was able to put on my shoes standing up. Something that you would probably laugh. Anybody else would be like, whatever. I had the most likes, the most views, the most comments on that video. And it was all obese people saying, oh my God, I wish that I can do that one day. Wish I can do that one day. Yes. I'm telling you right now, it makes me want to cry, because unless you live it, man, you don't know it. And that's my goal here, man. I got to get people out of that negativity, that depression, that hole, get out, you know, one way or the other. So, yeah. And I kind of got off topic, but that's basically what I talk about.
Nailed it. You nailed that one. And that's what I mean. It's even every single person, every single day, we get lazier at certain things, whether it's, you know, how much we work, maybe how much we work out, maybe how much we work on relationships. And there's at a point where, you know, at some point we all realize, oh wow, we let it slip. Because like you said, little by little, and then all of a sudden you look how far you have to go, whether it be financial for you, it was weight loss. We all hit that point of going, you know, even now, you know, people try to start a business. A month later, they're like, oh, it was too tough. And then they quit. And then they try to find a quick way to get rich and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't understand what you went through, but even seeing the passion coming across through you, it's amazing what your drive was. And that's my next question for you. When did it actually click? When you're like, okay, this time I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. And I'm going to reach the body that I want. Was this always your body goal?
No. So, well, I mean, I always wanted to have that balance of, you know, a good body. My happiness was like, I want to wear a size 36 jeans, a large shirt, and just be happy wearing a shirt. I didn't care about muscles or anything like that. That was always what I wanted. But my thing was, once I had my son, everything changes. Now you don't see life through your eyes, you see it through his eyes. So I went on Facebook one day and I saw that two guys that were in my graduating class, they had passed away of a heart attack. So, and these guys were in way better shape than me. I mean, I would say normal shape, perfect shape. And they had a heart attack. And I'm thinking, man, if these guys had a heart attack, I'm gonna die in 45 seconds, you know? And that just stayed in my mind, and I started freaking out. And every day, I couldn't sleep every night. I couldn't sleep. And I think about my son, and I'm like, you know what? Let me go to the cardiologist. Let me check my heart. Let me just see how everything's going. And one day when I'm getting dressed, I'm putting on my sock. And when I start touching my ankles, like I can't even touch my ankles like this because they would hurt. So the blood flow was getting very restricted because of the weight, the obesity. And so whatever, I went to the doctor. He's like, look, listen, you're fine. This is happening because of the obesity. But if you keep at the rate you're going, you're dead in 2 years. Oof. And then he goes, let me ask you something. Do you believe in God? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, if you believe in God and pray, I'll give you 3. But if you don't, you're done in 2. Like that. And he's like, and pardon my French here, but he told me like this straight in my face. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your life. I care about your son's life. You already messed up yours. Please don't mess up that kid's.
Damn.
Oh, God. I started bawling, crying.
Damn.
And that was like, boom. Done.
Like before, you're not looking life through your eyes. You're looking through, you know, the eyes through your son. And then this doctor just said, hey, you just fucked up your own life. You know, yep. So don't go and mess your sons up too. Like that's a double hitter. Like, wow. So what?
Yeah, the way he put it was, I mean, I think about it now and I'm like, it's phenomenal. I mean, even the way he did it, he got it done.
Yeah.
And listen, no doctor, he even told me, this is my cell phone number. I want your wife to call me today when she gets out of work. No doctor does that.
No.
And this guy's a famous heart surgeon here in Miami. So it's not like he's the newbie that doesn't have anybody to talk to. No, this man is packed. And I mean, it just happened. He talks to my wife. My wife's like, let's get this done. Let's see what we do. And I just started. I started. And I would just, I was never the type of people that, you know, visualize things and stuff like that. But I started visualizing things. And I would, you know, picture me thinner and, when I got into the whole WBFF transformation thing, I would picture myself getting that trophy or a medal. And, you know, I would just imagine it. And like all the pain, all the things that I would feel, it's like you're in another world. It's gone. And you just continue and continue. There were moments that I would cry while I'm doing cardio because I would see my son cheering for me winning an event.
Wow.
So those are the things that I would use as fuel to keep on going, you know? And it's like, I'm like 10 minutes left on the machine. And I would think of that moment and boom, I do another 20, you know? And I just go. And cheating? There was no cheating. There was no such thing as cheating. And I had buffets in front of me. I had people eating everything in front of me. And bottom line is if you want something, you're going to get it. So you got to want it. You got to find that why you're doing it. And that's what you have to use as fuel, man. There's nothing else that I can tell you. That's it. You just got to do it.
No one's going to, like, exactly. No one's going to do it for you. They can help you and they can support you, but it comes down, you have to save yourself. And, you know, a lot of people are still waiting, like people, and, you know, in the fitness world, anywhere the transformation, they're relying on that magical program that's on the right color palette. And they're waiting for, you know, the right this and the right that. And nothing's working and everything else. Like, they like to blame everything else, the reason why they are. But I always tell people, if you've tried 6 or 7, 8 different things and they've worked for others and it's not working for you, there's one consistent variable in this equation. I'm like, and it's you. So you're the problem. And they hate that, right? They're like, no, but it was, you're wrong. I'm like, okay, you're right. I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So with the WBFF, let's talk about that for a minute. And the WBFF came up with a transformation category a few years back. And, you know, I MC for their shows and how it works, you know, they show the people's before. Up on the wall, up on the big, huge screen. And then we read their bios and then people come out. And I remember reading people's bios, and it is, and I'm not an emotional guy, you know, and I'm not, but you're reading these stories on how they were treated, what they've been through, and where they are now. It was one of the most emotional times every single show. And there was a world where it was live on Facebook, and there was over 500,000 organic views, and Facebook came in during the transformation category, and they commented saying, "We respect what you're doing here." And yeah, it, like, standing ovations, people are crying. And, you know, what was your experience where now you were in a place where, hey, you didn't even want to show a home. And then now you're in a place where people around the world, and still around the world, because it'll expand, people will realize about this. They're about to see you in the least amount of clothes in how many years? What was that like?
You know, everybody, all my friends would ask me the same question. Everyone, for me, I always had that mentality that I said, man, the day that I'm ripped, I'll walk naked. I don't care. So for me, that was really never an issue. I mean, for me, number one is, you know, Paul Bellette and his wife, they deserve a shout out. Like, they do, because there's no other federation, at least that I know of, that will have a transformation. And you'd be surprised the power, how that motivates people like us, because it gives us an opportunity to shine, because we're normally people who don't shine because of our obesity. And just by opening that door, at least them opening that door for me to be able to compete in something like that, like, I'm in love with fitness. Like, I'm not going back. Like, you know, now it's like, all right, do I want to be a bodybuilder? Do I want to be a fitness model? Do I want to, you know, now you want to keep on going to the next level. And every time I see a person who's lost weight, I'm like, hey, you have to compete in one of these things. You got to do it. You have to do it. Don't be shy. And it's because it lifts up your ego when you walk out on that stage. Like, I don't want to sound conceited here, but listen, the changes that you see from all the people in transformation are more mind-blowing than if you saw a guy win Mr. Olympia.
100%. That is 100%. Yes. Yes.
That's the truth. And it's like, you know, you walk out and you see the lights, the music, the people cheering. I had people cheering for me that I'm like, my family's in that corner. Who the hell else is cheering for me? You know? And I'm done. I go to the back. You know, when you're done with your show, you go to the back where all the other athletes are. And all the other athletes don't know how much you lost, because you don't know who shows up.
Yep.
And I'd have pros, people that won championships, world champions, are like, they look at me like if I was God and they're the world champions. You know?
Yeah. So,
It made me feel like, wow, I'm worth it. I can achieve anything. So it's like, that's my main thing. I want to send that message out to all those people that are suffering, the ones that are having that hard time, that you are worth gold, and can't let obesity take over your life, man. Can't. And I know everyone says it, but it's the truth. Whatever you put your mind to, you can get it done, period. You know?
It's that simple. Yeah. And was your son able to watch your show? Was he able to make it to the show? What was that like? So I'm going to set up the scene, the scenario, and then tell me kind of your thought process where you've now lost 210 pounds in 19 months. And it's 16 months, wasn't it?
It was 216 months and then 10 more pounds in another 3 months.
Okay, so
210 and 19.
210 and 19. And all of a sudden, you are now about to show the world. Your son was the fuel behind your success of achieving the body you have, and you are about to show him and the world about to step on stage for the first time. What was going through your mind?
I just walked out, and I knew where they were sitting, because I would see him going like that. My wife was going like that. So I would just focus on looking at them. And I didn't care about the judges. It didn't really matter. I would just look at him, and I would do the poses we would practice bodybuilding poses because we didn't know that there were WBFF poses and we didn't know there was a difference. So we'd practice and I would just picture myself, him telling me, because he would tell me, Daddy, do front double biceps. So I'm like, boom. He's like, do the back or do the chest one. So I would do it. I would picture myself doing those things. And it just felt great, man. I mean, it's just, you're just there. I would just do my poses, boom, boom, boom. And then when I was going to leave the stage, I threw him a kiss, well, him and my wife a kiss. And I would just hear in the background a whole bunch of people clapping and everybody going, wow, like freaking out, because my before picture was impressive.
Yep.
I mean, I felt very comfortable. Even doing like certain ab poses, I felt very comfortable. Even though I have some loose skin, I was looking tight. I was looking good, you know? And, but no, man, overall, it was an amazing experience. One of the best in my life. And when I got off the stage the show was over, I was going to the entrance and there were people there waiting for me to take a picture with me. Yes. And I
love
some
it.
Guy.
Love
I
it.
Swear to God. Yes. There was even a soldier I'll never forget, from Afghanistan, that he lost his legs. And he stood there and he's like, hey, I've put on some weight. You know, I lost my legs in Afghanistan, but let me tell you, I just saw you and you motivated me to not give up on my life. Oof. Do you know what that means, man?
Like, you saved a life. You saved a life.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, as I'm walking up, then my whole family's like, JC, JC. And I have a video. I can share it with you later. And then it's like me that I tell my son to come here. I get my medal. I take it off and I put it on him. So for me, that was the icing on the cake, man.
You can't beat that. You can't, like, I mean, that is your, like you said, that is your Mr. Olympia. That is your WBFF world champion, where, you know, there are some champions in any sport. And then there's people that aren't the champion, but the people love. And I call it the people's champ.
The people's champ.
And I'm like, the people's champ would be my inspiration, because it's the people that you're aspiring versus. You have that world title. Amazing. But right. When you're not the world champ and you're not the people's champ, there's something that doesn't match, where, you know, you have your transformation. People are coming up to you. You're saving lives. You saved your own life. You're able to do things with your son, your wife. You're able to tie your shoes. I mean, what better world title can top that? I don't know.
No, there isn't any. Like, I'm going to give you an example. I'm competing now in the transformation division again in Miami, because I'm from Miami. So on the 29th, there's another event. Am I excited? Absolutely. Am I pumped? Am I feeling great? Yes. But it's not the same that, when I wanted to achieve that for my son. So I had to put in my mind and say, okay, I want to win this back to back. So now I have an emotional push to say, now I went from 431 to winning this thing two times in a row.
Two-time undefeated. Yep.
Right. You know, I didn't do it just once. I did it twice. And next year I'm going to do Worlds. And that one, I'm going to go all out, because that one, I'm going to have my skin surgery done and everything.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Now this, I like this. This ties into my next question for you is, you know, as let's say a competitor, or even when I was competing, where, you know, you look at your body when you start and then you see yourself on stage and then your body comes up a little bit and then you hit that body dysmorphia. And now that you're down that 210, do you still sometimes, you know, look in the mirror and you're in disbelief that this is really you? Or do you still have some emotions that are still attached to the old version of yourself?
Right now, no. Right now, I accept that this is the new me. It took me a very long time to accept that I have a new body. I know it sounds crazy, because people are like, you lost 200 pounds. What are you talking about? Are you stupid? Like, and I'm like, bro, there's moments that I would see myself and I'm like, is this shit even working? And I've been down like 180 pounds.
Yep.
And my wife's like, I wish I lost 10.
Isn't that crazy what the mirror can do, though?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you kind of forget, you like, because you're always looking at yourself, you're down 180, and like you just said, you're is it really even working? Like, it's just it's mind-blowing on how the mind and the brain can throw so many tricks. You know, you tell yourself you can't, you won't. You tell yourself you can, you will. Right. But you look in the mirror, and even though you have that success and you achieve it and you see it, sometimes you're still blind and you still can't conceive on how well you've done it until you see a picture, you know, maybe a week or two later, you're like, oh shit, I did look good.
That's exactly what happened with me. Because even the day of the show, I went on stage a little bloated because I had some rice before going on stage with the whole carb loading thing. Yep. You obviously know about that stuff. And it was my first time, so we didn't know all the stuff. And, you know, as I went a little bloated, my freaking trunks were a little tight. I started crying because I'm like, I busted my ass for 19 months. And now I'm bloated. What the hell? My abs are not the same as they were this morning. Give me a diuretic.
I'm going for a ride in a sweatsuit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, my coach was like, hey, boom. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. You know? And it's, you don't realize it. You think that you threw away everything. And, you know, when you're done, now I sit back and I look at those pictures and I'm like, damn, look at my abs. They were freaking amazing. And like, and I didn't even have skin surgery and they were like nice and round. And I'm like, wow, like I actually did it. But when I was there, I didn't believe that I did it. It's insane.
It's
insane.
So someone's in that situation, like you said, they don't understand it. And you know, it's, I don't know why the brain can't catch up to what's happening now. I don't know. I don't know what the time delay is or anything, but it's so when you started your transformation, you know, you decided, you talked to the doctor, he gave you that proverbial slap that just changed your life. Did you ever have a wish list saying, hey, you know what? These are the things that I wish I could do in my life that you now can. Did you ever make that list?
I didn't write anything out. I didn't put like anything on the wall or anything like that a lot of people do. I just use, you know, my thing was, you know what, I when I get to 299 pounds, I'll start lifting weights. But my goal is I just want to wear a size 36 or 34 jeans and wear a large shirt. I want to be able to go anywhere or my wife go anywhere or just go online, buy a shirt, don't even try it on, and it fits good. So that was always my goal as far as physically. Then obviously, you know, my son was little. I couldn't get on the floor, get off the floor. So I wanted to do those things. And now that I'm able to do it, he wants to be stuck on the iPad. So I'm like, damn, man.
You're like, man, I can't win.
But those were my goals, man. And as the day that I saw one of those videos of a guy that competed in the WBFF, when I saw that video, I'm like, oh, man, I want to do that. And I told my trainer, and I'm like, I told the owner where I was going, where I was training at. And I'm like, hey, can you teach me? Can you train me for this? He's like, that exists because nobody knows about that. And he's like, are you sure you want this? I'm like, I want this. I'm like, you're not going to leave me hanging? I'm like, I'm not going to leave you hanging. And COVID came. And bro, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, bro. Everyone was on lockdown, but we snuck into the gym. We did our workout. And my wife's like, you better not get infected. You better not get sick. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, peace. I'm going to the gym.
You know, you're probably not the only one in Miami that did this or worldwide. So I think you're probably safe on this.
So, yeah. I mean, I didn't give up, man. And I just kept on going and kept on going and kept on going. And shit, I got on stage, brother. I mean, I don't know, man.
In itself is, you know, 19 months, that is a short window where, like, how many times there were attempts before this? Was this your first time where you decided, or were there other times previous to this where you're like, hey, you know what, I'm going to try. You get down 10 and then, you know, comes back where the...
No, I think I'm the only guy in the world that has lost 100 pounds three times. Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, man, because I'm that whole, like, when I was younger, I was all that all or nothing mentality. You know, I'm a go-getter. And if you tell me, no, that's not going to happen. You, that's impossible. Impossible, my ass. I'll make it happen. I'll make you look stupid. That's how I am. But before, I didn't have the proper education. It was all like, get the piece of chicken, grill it without anything on top. So what would happen? I would lose everything that I needed to lose, but you couldn't sustain it. So then I'd just be like, boom, and you'd explode right away. Now it's like, no, you could do this, you could do that. I learned how to do protein shakes, protein ice cream, protein pancakes, things that helped me during that time survive. So if I wanted to cheat, I'd have a protein pancake. That's not a cheat. That's like drinking your protein shake. Yes. Except instead of liquid, you just cooked it. But in my mind, it was my cheat. So those little tricks and hacks were little things that helped me this time around actually survive and maintain this whole weight loss and you know, this lifestyle. I love it. And let me tell you, as much as it felt great, those carb loading days or that day of the show and the day before, all I wanted was a big salad with an apple and like and chicken, because you eat so much crap.
Man. Oh yeah.
And you're just like, I just want some water and a salad with like cranberries on top. So like, it's crazy. Your mind changes.
It does. It definitely does. Like your whole taste palate changes. And what would you say was one of the hardest things going through the transformation? And what was one of the things that was maybe you thought was going to be the hardest, but actually turned out to be the easiest?
Eating in front of everybody else. When everybody else would have the happy hours, the takeout. That was, for me, that was the hardest. Because of COVID, obviously, all there was takeout. So now all your favorite restaurants, when you would think, oh, yes, we're not going to go to restaurants. I can do it. I'll have my broccoli. I'll have my fish. Yeah, right. Now everybody's delivering. So you have everything that was in the restaurant, now it's in your house.
Yeah.
So Friday comes around and everybody was eating what they wanted. And here am I with my, you know, my 4 ounces of chicken and my 4.5 ounces of broccoli mixed with asparagus. And, you know, with time, I realized that it really wasn't a big deal. You know, just as long as you kept your goal in your mind, what you wanted to do. If you, like I said, if you want it that bad, trust me, that piece of pizza, that piece of pasta, it's not going to beat it, man. It's not going to beat it. So that's why for me, mentally, you have to know that number one, it's going to take time, but if you do it, it's going to work, guaranteed. And the feeling that you're going to get when you put on that shirt, or even when you take off that shirt, that you see the linings of the abs coming out, that beats any feeling in the world. So as soon as I started seeing those changes, I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to eat that cookie. I'll get a piece of a Quest protein bar, you know? And I would substitute it, and that would be the cheat.
Yeah, I mean, you know? The word cheat, like a cheat meal, I always tell people it doesn't have to be the junkiest thing you can think of. Like if all of a sudden you're, let's say on your normal diet is supposed to be, you know, your protein, carbs, vegetables, and all of a sudden you want to make, like you said, a protein pancake or a piece of a Quest bar. And people are like, is that a cheat? I'm like, it's different than what you're supposed to. So yeah, that's a cheat, but it's still a healthier version than saying, hey, I'm going to go get fried. Because then it teaches you when you're off, right? Versus when you're off, you're still making smart choices.
Correct. Yeah, so definitely learning those smart choices. YouTube another one that saved my life, because there's so many things you can see on YouTube. And I would do it stricter, because they said you can add flour, oat flour and a whole egg. I would not add the oat flour. I'd put baking powder and I would put the egg white. So I wouldn't even have the yolk. So I'd make it even stricter than what they said. And it's funny because I put my videos, the recipes, and I have people are telling me, give me the recipe, I'll do it. And I have pictures of people from yesterday that are sending me that they bought the stuff that I told them so they can do their pancakes.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, man. It's awesome. Like, I tell my wife, I'm like, look, everybody's eating what I'm eating.
And that's, I mean, and now that you're hitting your transformation, you reach where it is, and you're a go-getter. And I'm going to assume that you, once you reach a goal, you're on to the next one. So yes, you have the, you know, you're looking for WBFF Worlds in Las Vegas in August next year, 2021. What are some things that you're doing for you personally to help others?
All right. So what I did was I opened up a YouTube channel, and I don't charge anybody anything. I don't sell anything. I don't even promote. I don't have a sponsor. I don't have anything. I mean, I'm just the normal guy that I put what I did, what tastes best. And my goal is to motivate the people that, you know, can't get off the bed, can't take a shower, can't tie their shoes. I mean, in reality, now everyone is getting motivated. But my thing was, I just, you know, help that teenager that's afraid to talk to a girl, or that girl that's afraid that they're not going to ask her to a dance or a prom or anything because she's heavy. So what I'm doing is I put my recipes, I do them myself, and I do them with my five-year-old, and he does them. You watch, you'll crack up. He does them with me, and I do it on purpose so people can see that if a five-year-old is making a protein pancake, trust me, you can do it too. And if I went from 431 and lost 210 pounds and got on stage, you can do it too. Like, I do everything like kindergarten style, so people can see and realize, hey, I can do it. I can make it happen. So I told my trainer, I said, listen, I'm paying you for the time, but I'd like to do this. Let's record one set of every exercise that I do, and I want to put it on YouTube. So people who don't have money, or people who can't afford a trainer, or are afraid to go to the gym or whatever, they want to learn an exercise, all they have to do is go into the website, go into YouTube, go to my channel, and they'll see me working out. And it's nothing fancy, just put a tripod, record with my phone, but it's good enough for you to have a routine, something to do, something to help, you know? That's basically it, man. I mean, my goal, I always said, obesity tried to kill me, now it's my turn to kill obesity. So yeah, that's like my little motto here.
I like that, where, and I made a post, I talked about it maybe a couple of weeks ago about it, where if you look the amount of fitness influencers, coaches, whatever have it, people that are saying that they're trying to transform people's bodies have never been a higher number. But the number of obesity is going through the roof. It's climbing. And so I said, as a fitness professional society, as all of us together, we're all failing because we sometimes chase that image that's going to look good and get us those likes, you know? And, you know, sometimes I was talking to someone yesterday and they didn't check in yesterday. I'm like, are you okay? And they're like, wow, you're checking up. And I'm like, wow, you didn't check in, so I'm just seeing how things are going. And their response was, you actually care. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. He goes, well, I'm never going to be that world champion. I'm never going to have that six pack. And most coaches don't care. And they just forget about me and take my money. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it really hits you on. I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, because it's showing people you can do it. It's simple. Keep it easy. And just start. Right? It's just, that's what I'm taking out of this so far. What would be your top three tips?
So my one of my top videos was I recorded myself walking around the block like a baby. Okay, guys. So when I started, I couldn't walk. So I would just go around the block and I'd walk like this, and I'd put my phone in, I would film my feet so people can see how slow I was going. And I'm like, look, guys, I'm just walking and I'm getting out of breath. So as long as you guys move, whether it's if you sweat by going like this on your chair, then do that on your chair. If you sweat by having sex, then just have sex. If you sweat by walking, just sweat. And if you're gonna start, number one tip is sweat. Number two tip is, if you don't know how to follow a diet or don't know what diet to follow, eat whatever you're eating, serve it, then just remove half of it. So just that, remove half. If you normally eat six slices of pizza, have three. If you drink a whole Coke can, drink half. So that way you're not even dieting, you're restricting the amount of calories just with that, and you sweating, you're going to lose. And little by little, you're going to go from, okay, you know what? Instead of three pizzas, I'm just going to have one. And then you're going to say, instead of a pizza, let me have a keto pizza, the one that doesn't have carbs. You start getting creative because it's what happened with me. And then it's like, okay, let me do this on the weekend only. And then you say, nah, let me just do it on Sunday. So instead of a cheat day Sunday, then it turns into a cheat meal.
Yeah.
You see how everything just little by little changes. And that's the goal. Little changes for a long time is going to get you the results that you want. And just be consistent. So those are my two tips. The third one is be patient. And I know it sucks. And I know it's hard. And I know it's very discouraging. But it's the truth. There's no other way around it. You know what I mean? You have to do it consistent. And if you do it, like I said, you're going to look at yourself one day in the mirror and go, holy shit, I can't believe it. I don't know how many times I kissed my trainer. And I'm like, oh my God. And then hug him and kiss him. And I'm like, you better watch out, man, because if I win in that show, I'm going to make out with you.
Oh, I don't know what it, you know, I'd love to have a mic on your coach where he's hoping that you win, but there's still a part of him going, oh, I don't know if he was serious or not. So, yeah, wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So those are my tips, man. Patience, cut your food in half, and sweat. Do some sort of exercise, anything.
And it's that simple. Where, like, it's, you know, now that people are getting more advanced, and yeah, there are places where you have to get more technical, but generally speaking, most ways to reach your fitness goal is, it's simple. You can make wiser choices. Like you said, have patience, but a lot of people try to complicate it too much. And I love your approach where it's just so simple that even I'm like, anyone can do that. You know, it's like, I'm like, oh, well, I can't go to the gym today. Why can't I just go for a walk? Or, oh shit, I can't make it to the gym. Why can't I just drop down, do 10, 15 pushups and do a couple set of stairs? Like, yeah. It's just, I love those tips. And along this way, you always need a team of support. So you had your wife, you had your son and your trainer. Tell us about your whole team of support and how are they there to support you and what did it mean to you?
Okay, so if he listens to this, number one shout out is going to be my trainer, Leo Da Carmo, from 9 Round 8th Street here in Miami. He was the guy who had the most patience with me because, like I said, it's hard. There were moments that I'd call him freaking out, moments that I was doubting myself, moments that I'm like, bro, when is this going to start happening? Like, really? Like, I'm at no carbs right now. Like, when am I going to feel that change? When is that going to finally hit? Like, I took that fat burner. I mean, I when is it going to happen? Like, it's so many things. There's a lot of emotions. And that's number one. Number two, another one of the trainers, her name is Mariela Perez. She works there. And she was actually the one that started everything. It's her job to coach everyone there and, you know, show you how to punch the bag and do jumping jacks and stuff. But she actually took the time and took me to the side and said, look, you know what? When you do this, while you're punching the bag, I want you to do a couple curls. Do a couple curls. She didn't say, pay me $20, $30, $40 on the side. She didn't say any of that. She didn't care. She just saw that she saw a fat guy who was dying to achieve his goal, that didn't know what to do. And she said, let me help him. And that's one thing that I also want to tell people. Don't be embarrassed of the gym. Don't be embarrassed of the athletic people around you. You'd be surprised. Those people that you think are laughing at you, they're willing to help you get to where you want to go because they know how hard it is to do what it is that you're doing. And if it's hard for them that they're athletic, can you imagine a 260, 330-pound person? So they know, and people they'll be with you, and they'll tell you, no, do this, do that, do this, do that. So don't be afraid of the gym. Don't be afraid of that type of stuff. But I know I got a little bit off topic, but I just had to say it. right there.
Shout outs and appreciations, man. It's your time. It's your time.
Yeah. And then obviously my wife, for the patience with me, for the patience, for the, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that. There are moments that I'd scream, that I'd fight because she would hide that chocolate bar or whatever, you know? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've lost 150 pounds. Give me a break. You know, why can't I get the credit? I've lost 150 pounds. Why does everyone have to criticize when they see me having that half of a hamburger? Like, leave me the hell alone. Like, I lost 150 fucking pounds. Like,
you
when
lost
can
a
I
human
enjoy the
being.
Piece of pecan
yeah.
pie?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there were a lot of arguments and things like that. And my coach is my other, my physique coach. He's the one that would tell me if my muscles were looking good. And he's the one that would tell me, Daddy, nah, your muscles don't look big today. You know, like, he'll tell me like that. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, the guys from, you don't look nothing like the guys from Generation Iron.
Oh, no. Oh, he's like challenging you. You're like, not yet.
And then when it was about to, before my show, you're getting lean because you're depleting and the whole, and he's like, Daddy, I can see your muscles. Yeah. Like, he would get so excited, man. And he got sucked into the whole bodybuilding thing. Who else can I thank, man? The WBFF, Paul and Allison Delette. They opened a division that nobody else would open. That was genius. They motivated me to go from a normal guy who lost weight with an average body, with loose skin, to being a guy that looks almost like a bodybuilder. I mean, or a semi-bodybuilder. You know, that's huge.
Yes.
Because everyone who loses weight stays skinny, flabby. No, because of their show, I got motivated to do something and go to the next level. You know? So they definitely, you know, deserve props. And I guess that's it. I mean,
that's a good list of support. Like, you had your coaches, you had your family, the WBFF provided you that platform. I mean, there's always that circle of support that you need, like when you wanted that chocolate bar or you didn't feel like getting that exercise done. Like, you need to have that help or support as someone to lean on to. And I know people are going to be motivated and they're waiting to see and hear. How can they get a hold of you? What's your Instagram? What's your YouTube channel? Let us know how people can get more information about you and join your journey.
All right. So if you go to Instagram, it's at fatfree.jc. On YouTube, it's fatfree with JC. And on Facebook, it's fatfree with JC. YouTube is where you're going to see all the videos, the recipes, all that stuff. Instagram and Facebook, just pretty much it's the same things that I post. It's the, you know, the motivational quotes, the pictures of me doing this, maybe a picture of whatever, anything, just your regular normal Instagram stuff, you know? Everyone posts the same stuff. Same stuff, different face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's when you said, you know, the typical Instagram stuff. I got you. Yep.
So, but I mean, I just hope my story is motivating enough to help more people. And I really want to become that. And I know 90% of you right now listening don't believe me. I can care less about the money, but I do want to be known as that guy that revolutionized this whole obesity, weight loss thing, motivation. I mean, I was invited, a hospital invited me to go and talk to their patients who have weight loss surgery to motivate them to lose weight. Cause even people who have weight loss surgery still can't lose weight.
A lot. The number is astronomical, but how many people still don't lose weight after weight loss surgery? Yeah.
Yes. So I want to do that. I want to be that motivating guy. I want to be that person. I want to give all the tools that I've learned. And I, what I want is to meet a team, have a support behind me that can help me get that message out bigger. Cause I'm just your regular normal guy that lives in the suburbs. I'm not, you know, this huge nutrition company. I'm not, you know, I don't care. I just want it. I do these podcasts because I know that it'll get to more and more and more people.
Yes. You know? Yes. And that's what it is. And I mean, you're on the path, you're getting this traction. I mean, even if you look, the energy, the passion that comes behind you, is different than someone that is necessarily a coach that has helped someone, because we don't necessarily understand the psychological side of it. But where you're coming from is a path of where you've been to where you are now. So you'll be able to reach so many more people because you've been there and where you are now and where you're going. So I have no doubt that you are, that you're going to achieve your goals. You're going to surpass it. And you know what? Make it some coin, turn into some money. Great. But your drive is more of what you do. And if the side effect comes in for some cash, so be it.
Hey, that's exactly what I said. I said, listen, I'm not going to charge a dime to anybody. But if I get 10 million followers and YouTube wants to pay me, hey, I'll take your check. But I am not going to charge a dime to that person that needs help. I'm not going to. I can't, because I needed that help. And I wish I had somebody, and I probably would have done it sooner if I had the money. And I didn't have it, you know? And I want to mention one thing real quick.
Yeah.
Because it really got me real, real hard. 2 days ago, I came out and I was, well, bodybuilding.com did a feature on me that'll be, I'll be on their website soon, the next couple of weeks or whatever. But they contacted me and said, hey, can I put your picture as in the Transformation Tuesday thing? I'm like, sure, go ahead. You know, I got a call from a gentleman, and I'm saying this because I want him to get motivated. And I'm calling him out on this show.
Yes.
Because I want to get him motivated. He's 20 years old. He weighs 400 pounds. Okay. I feel like crying when I'm telling you this, because I can just feel it. I felt the pain in his voice. You know what I mean? He has, like, here, you know, when you're like get diabetic, and you get those little dots and stuff. When he's right at that point, this kid's 20 years old, and he's telling me, you are a person who has inspired me. Please, I beg you, I don't want to die. What do I do? Please tell me what to do. I don't call anybody. I'll text everybody. I had to do a call with him. I had to video him. And I videoed him and I told him, I said, listen, I'm not a trainer. I'm not a nutritionist, but I'm going to tell you what I did. Put it to work. I'm not going to charge you anything, bro, but just do it. Friend, the kid tells me, thank you so much. I won't let you down. We're going to do this, coach. He actually called me coach.
Nice.
And I was like, man, if I can save this kid's life, he's 20 years old, you know? So Gilbert, if you're listening to this, the world is going to know who you are. So
Yes, it is.
I'm going to help you with whatever tools I have, but you better make it happen. And I want to see you do a transformation show. I want to see you do something in the lines of what I did. So I really want, please, I want this message to be put out there for him, or even any other person who's obese that thinks that they can't do anything or that they're going to die at any moment.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Now, you know what? That is exactly the reason why people should get into helping people. It's to help others and to provide motivation and be that support that they've needed. You've done amazing job so far. I just met you today. I mean, I had goosebumps. I mean, my emotions were going. It was an amazing time talking to you. Thank you very much for spending this time with me and taking your time out to share your story with us. And I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing a lot more of you in a lot of different places, sharing your success and whatever I can do to help you get your story out. I am there, because it is a story that needs to be heard and is something that needs to become viral to start helping the people that just need that one bit of hope. And I hope it's you that gives it to them. So thank you very much. And I look forward to watching you and seeing what's happening next.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on your show, man. It's an honor.
Thank you. Thank you.